the puppy, playing also with the puppy. And not only that, but because see, once His grace descends, once that moment in one's life comes, then He starts fondling, playing with us and all these things. So then he started ordering nice things for the puppy. He named it Ramu. Ramu is a word, or Ramna is a word, which means playing. So Baba used to play with him, so he named it as Ramu. And then he would hold a stick and make him hold something in his hand on this side and make him jump this side, that side. And he was, even in that period, was allowed to go right in Baba's room also, although he was in seclusion. And sometimes he would say, well, we don't get good things at Ahmadnagar for Ramu, so Erich had to get things from him from Pune, or especially from Pune. But how is it that even in this thing, in this barren land, as if from nowhere, that little puppy could come and just face Baba? And then Baba says, it's mine. And then, of course, the story started, and after Baba's dropping the body, those who had been here in 70s, they might have seen Ramu, and now his little grave is at the back of the dispensary. So I'm often reminded of this story of my coming or anyone's coming to Baba just like that. As if from nowhere, we are just wandering here, not knowing who is where and who is what. Just there is a slit. You just get through it and you face him. And he says, you are mine. So that's the way I personally feel, that once when we come to Baba, that feeling that He knows, whatever He is with us, so that feeling continues. So before sharing you some of the stories, I just felt today to share this story with you, which can be with some of us equally true.